Here we are.
Something.
I just shrugged. I guess I can't see that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Almost Everything. I promise we're doing it because we wanted to, and not because we got some new stuff we wanted to try out. Welcome to Almost Everything. I'm Brian Waterman.
I'm Chris Barnhill.
And today we're actually testing out a company in England.
Oh.
Merry old England. Old. We've just been
there. Sure, I see you're fresh back from there. You're accustomed to their culture and language.
We're going
to
take all that stuff back. A company over in England, Editor's Keys, which makes a lot of really, really cool graphic designy, kind of keyboardy shortcuts. Also make tons of recording equipment. And they sent along for the movie this beautiful, it's like a portable vocal booth.
Yeah, because we're going to be doing the recording for the upcoming Waterman movie right here in the 88 Cafe.
I know. Comfy cozy. We don't have to get out of our pajamas.
So this is basically going to be a big ad for Editor's Keys.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. it's really, really nice. It's made of space shuttle material.
It's actually just a space shuttle. There's been all these satellites crashing to Earth lately, so they pick them out of the ocean and...
It's a curved...
sell it back to us.
Space shuttle hull.
Good old U as of A.
But it's really, really nice. I'll keep talking about it. There's no... the microphone. They're also sending a microphone.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited to test out. We're using the Blue Yeti now. But the microphone comes with a shock mount.
That'll be nice.
Which I didn't know.
So we don't have to worry about constantly kicking
right.
the stand.
And you have a pop filter, right?
Yeah, I have a pop filter.
Okay, cool.
So now you guys are aware
really
of
need
all...
to discuss that.
this is a good start.
Okay, so... Moving on. We'll get right on to what we usually talk about. Let's see. Editor's Keys shout out.
I got a question.
Okay, let's start with that.
So this is... I know we talked about zombies last week, but I've been talking about zombies a lot lately, mostly because The Walking Dead Season 2 just started again this past weekend, which we'll get to that. I'm sure we both have some thoughts on that.
Oh, okay, good. I was kind of wondering.
But this is... And I'm sure this isn't like a terribly original question, but just posing it, throwing it out there. Zombie apocalypse... You need to, regardless of how it started, which we covered last week.
Right.
You need to. What do you do in a zombie apocalypse? Because I mean, it seems a consensus. Everyone wants to do is run.
Get eaten.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
But like, what's your method of survival?
Well, see, I don't know how I would even. I feel like I would just be real unfortunate because first of all, I have to. Realize there's a zombie apocalypse.
Right. And you don't leave your house much.
And I'm an indoor kid, so I'm probably going to last longer than a lot of other people.
But the first time you step out to get some milk,
it's going to be like a week into it.
Yeah.
And I'm too busy watching like my marathon of The Unit in Las Vegas all day long. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't want to leave my house. But then, I mean, it would set in that I have no food.
Right.
I think I have pumpkin spice Jell-O pudding. And that's about it. I don't know. I mean, the good thing is, like, the police station is, like, right up the street.
Yeah, but if there's zombie police.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would blow.
Yeah.
I'd hope that I'd really have to count on that they were, like, really butterfingers with their weaponry. But I don't know. What do you?
Well, so I mean, basically, everything you see in every movie, every Walking Dead, everyone's just constantly running, constantly getting away from these zombies and going from one place and getting some resources, and then finding zombies and going to another place. I think really what you want to do is set up shop and build yourself a zombie fort. Now, in the past, I had a lot of mental designs on building your zombie fort, and it involved a lot of open space, maybe on the top of a hill, and you build like a big outer wall, and then you dig a moat, and then you build like an inner wall, but it's like slanted downwards so the zombies can't crawl over the top of it, and then you're going to want to build like towers in every corner so you can shoot any incoming zombies. But the problem with that is you need time to build it, you need a lot of resources. So I was talking to somebody this week, and they brought up a good idea. Just go somewhere that's already constructed that has everywhere you need, like a super Walmart. Even better, if you could find a super Walmart and a Home Depot in the same parking lot, make that your base.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I mean, the first thing you got to do is you got to go in and clear out all the zombies and then board it up. But you've got all your food there. Walmart sells right. guns and oh, tools.
Man. That would be the place
you want to be. There's couches there to sleep on.
A big place like that would make me scared, though. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to watch every part of it. So the thing is,
you need to have a good fair number of people there. But then if you have the Home Depot in the same parking lot, you've got your all sorts of lumber. So then you start building your wall around the outside. They've rent tractors so you can dig yourself a moat outside of that wall.
Right.
To catch any zombies in the zombie pit. But it is a lot of real estate. But if you can get everyone from around, you can build yourself a tent city if there's a big parking lot.
That's true. I was going to initially say something really high up.
Yeah.
But even that's not...
Even if you could... But then you could just get on top of the Home Depot roof and just pick up zombies.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You have to also be... So you have to have something on hand that can eat away the zombies. Because eventually you're going to have a hill of zombies that lead up to the roof.
You're going to need to build yourself a catapult. So you can fling the dead zombies way across the highway.
That's good. Or have like access to some kind of acid factory.
Yeah.
So you can just spray them down all around.
Serve zombie soup.
Or you could have the moat of acid.
Yeah, and then they just fall and just disappear. Just but that you're going to have an issue. There's going to be little kids running around at some point.
Or you could plant those giant flowers that shoot those beads at them.
What?
From Plants vs. Zombies? Those are real things, yeah. Right? yeah, I just pray to God that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, I'm a goner. It's got to be the guys that are former Green Berets that have any sort of chance here. I'm going to be like, oh, what should I do? Oh, I know, panic.
Yeah.
And it's the panicky people never do too well.
I think it's probably, the people who are going to survive are... Yeah, Green Berets. Not even like the military, but I mean like very special forces-y.
Because I'm going to try and, you know what, I'm going to be driving down the road and see a horde of zombies, be like, I'm just going to drive straight through them and run them all over. I'm going to get a zombie caught in the axle of a Subaru. I'm going to flip over and just get torn to bits.
So the first one's going to go right through the windshield.
Yeah.
And just like chop right down in your neck.
Yeah.
No.
Whole plan gone to crap right away.
So The Walking Dead.
So The Walking Dead, yeah. So... Now, you watched season one,
so,
right?
So, yeah, I watched season one.
I thought season one was great
until
the last two episodes where there were no zombies. But the more zombies, the better. The less talking, the better.
I've come to a conclusion with The Walking Dead. Now, the first season, the only thing that really, really bothered me is that they've hired high school kids to act. I mean, everyone. They may look like adults, but they're high school kids.
Yeah, the acting is not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And in the season two premiere, you could tell that the writers were not available. I mean, that's what happened in the beginning of season two. Everyone was fired.
Yeah.
The entire was gutted, completely gutted. And it showed. So I'm hoping we get back on track. But the conclusion that I've made is that The Walking Dead is possibly one of the greatest shows on television when no one is speaking. Because that whole highway scene, like at the beginning, was so good.
Yeah, they get stuck in this, like, they're driving on the highway, and then there's a spoiler alert. Zombies show up.
Just in case.
Yeah, they get stuck in like a parking lot. In
so they're all hiding under their cars. Yeah. And
Yeah, hiding under dead people.
I mean, I could talk about it for hours. But to sum it all up, videogum.com does a hilarious review of the first episode.
Okay.
And it was everything Mikey and I were talking about as we were watching it. We're like, well, the guy... cuts himself on a rusty car door and should be bleeding out on the highway.
There was blood spurting out of his arm.
And then he wraps a tube sock around it and he's fine.
He just taped a life vest to it.
He's missing for three or four scenes.
As soon as he gets cut, I was like, oh, this guy's done awesome.
I kept saying, oh my God, I'd be so pissed off if I survived a zombie apocalypse and I goofily fell on my old rusty car door and cut myself. But yeah, do that. Go to videogum.com and look up season two.
But still, I mean, even as much as I knock it, it's a pretty entertaining show.
Yeah, it is. I'll keep watching.
It's on my DVR. I'm gonna watch it.
And you said you didn't like Terranova, right?
No, I did not care for that show at all.
It has a hint of Losty kind of.
Yeah, it was mostly. It was just all of the awful parts that were making me not want to watch it.
The awful parts outweighed the good parts.
Yeah, I couldn't. I watched the first episode and I was like, I didn't.
I feel
even
like
get
it's. I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah,
like the last episode didn't even have any dinosaurs in it.
I don't know how that makes it better.
I know. Well, it
seems like the zombies in this situation.
But at least like the acting, it's so refreshing to watch it after seeing Walking Dead. I guess. What else is
there? Well, what I have been watching while we're going to give you recaps of everything that's
television,
on TV.
Yeah.
Is the last episode. I think I had mentioned it in the last episode, but Whitney? really has sucked me in. There's a lot of underlying plots and character development. No, that show's terrible.
Yeah.
Homeland on Showtime.
Is this the one with Claire Danes?
Yeah, yeah. I've cut the third episode, three episodes of aired. I've watched the first two. It's this really good sort of conspiracy thriller.
I think I get Showtime.
Yeah, I just it got thrown in with my cable package. I wouldn't have paid for it, but I happen to have it. So,
The Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
I haven't seen that.
Which is coming to, I think it might be Showtime actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm less excited. Now that I've realized that,
he's really good. Yeah, Homeland gets my seal of approval. It's still early, but we'll see where it goes.
And I'm still waiting for Hell on Wheels. Watching Walking Dead, watching AMC in general.
Yeah,
I guess I've seen more.
I think 2 weeks from now that starts.
What's next on the list?
Oh, I didn't bring much.
Animals on the Loose.
Oh,
have you heard
man.
The news today?
Yeah, so the first thing was like last week this past weekend, there was a zebra or two zebras loose in Boston because they'd escaped from the Franklin Park Zoo.
I didn't even know
that. That was the first story.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, zebras, what happens if you run into a zebra? It's probably mildly inconvenient. Stay away from it. Someone will take care of it, probably kill it.
Right.
But then today.
All hell broke loose.
Some guy
in Ohio.
Yeah, some bumpkin in Ohio who had made a personal zoo of like 62 exotic animals.
That was the big question, is how did this guy, because it wasn't like a licensed zoo,
No, he must just be like one of these guys that like lives in the North Country and buys up a crap ton of land and is like, you can't look what I'm doing, I'm American.
Right.
Just shipping animals in by the crate.
So the guy, in case you haven't heard about it, he was a convicted felon.
Oh, I didn't get that much.
I found out.
I didn't actually read any of these articles. I got this all from pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So he had some kind of, I want to say skid mark on his record, but that's not, you know,
no. Pock mark, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah,
less poop involved.
Skid mark. All of a sudden, I mean, I guess the next day, he's dead.
So yeah, he decided he's
killed himself.
Yeah, he decides he's going to kill himself. But
before he does that,
he wants to unleash his animal army in all of suburban Ohio.
I don't know exactly how many.
I can't believe that didn't kill him alone. He had like Bengal tigers.
There were mountain lions. There were bears.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought they were going to say like, yeah, monkeys ripped his organs out or something. But there were lions, tigers, bears, giraffes.
Right.
Zebras.
So like the county sheriff's office has been going around having to kill all these animals. Like, found a lion. Pop. Yeah.
Well, then how they showed.
Don't even like trying to catch them. They're like, there's a lion, kill it.
Right. Right. That was the wildlife preserve was like, well, you're gonna tranquilize him, right? And they're like, no, we've already.
Like, we tried tranquilizing, but it didn't take, so we shot it in the face with a shotgun.
Because
that tranquilized it real good.
He was gonna eat that baby.
Yeah.
We decided to put it down. I lost my train of thought. But I just can't believe it. They were showing on scenes in the news tonight. So I guess there's two left. They've killed every one of them except for two.
What is this, like Prison Break?
But tonight, they think they know where the animals are.
They got a hot tip?
a toucan.
Someone called them the anonymous toucan tip line.
There was the scene was them just like...
Check the book depository!
There's police like on the highway and they have their flares and they're just like putting them down, like looking around in the brush. I'm like, oh yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
It's a scene out of Jurassic Park.
It's gonna be like the end of the town. They're just like not gonna be taken alive.
No, it's
suicide by county sheriff.
Oh, well, then the other one was the hawk.
I didn't hear about this.
Guy hit a hawk on the highway.
With his car?
With his car. With his car, and it got jammed like right in the grill of it, and he's like, oh shit. And it did like a good amount of damage slamming into it, so they like pop the hood to like try to shove his lifeless corpse out, and the hawk is in there just like he's just looking at him. He's like, so this is real embarrassing, but and he was fine.
So I've got like, myself cut in your engine block.
They popped him out and they dusted him off and brought him to whatever kind of preserve. Bear in the supermarket. That's another thing that happened today. This is the footage. I don't know how it got. This is the very first footage they had. I don't know how it got to this point. But they were like, oh, looks like someone's hungry. And there's a baby bear cub up, like, crawling through the carrots and all the cabbage and stuff. And he's, like, up there. And, yeah, everyone's like, I don't know how he got in here.
Don't look at me. I just need to get my radishes.
But I didn't see, yeah, make I didn't a Cobb see salad. It was in Ohio.
I bet it was. It's just like, who are we getting here?
He's like, weird, a bear in the supermarket the same day as that serial killer let all his animals loose?
Speaking of, while we're on the animals thing,
yeah.
I was listening to the Stuff You Should Know podcast today, which is another one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were doing it on the Nile River, but they brought to my attention that there's a crocodile that lives in the Nile. Make your jokes. And we're done? Okay. And his name is Gustav. He's 65 years old and like 20 feet long. Like, just this massive, massive crocodile. Like, from, like the movie Lake Placid.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and, like, there's all these lore about it. Like, apparently 300 deaths have been attributed to him.
Which is a real taste for people. Just let him
yeah,
be.
Yeah, like, there are stories that, it will kill people but not eat them. So it's really just a mercenary. But I can't even imagine, like, I don't... What would you do?
But not eat them. Yeah. Like, he's sneaking up behind them and just like...
Gotcha!
Snap their neck.
Yeah, I'm not hungry.
And they just back into the water.
I can't decide, like... So here's another hypothetical question. If you had to fight a crocodile or a gorilla of the same size, which would you rather fight?
As me?
Yeah, as you.
So well, a gorilla.
You think, though?
Well... yeah.
I mean, I feel like a crocodile, I could get, maybe not a Gustav size, but like a crocodile that weighed as, because crocodiles really range in size. So let's say one that weighed the same as a gorilla, which I don't know how much that is. But like, I feel like there's a chance, a slight chance I could get on its back and like drown it. Maybe. Probably not. I mean, either
drown
way.
Drown it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it live in the water?
Yeah, it lives in the water, but it breathes air. It's a reptile.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a fish.
That's true.
Maybe that's the only thing you got. Or maybe, like, try and choke it with some piano wire, but, like...
That's my same... I have the same reasoning for a gorilla.
You drown it? You know, but a gorilla's got hands. It's going to pull you right off.
Well, that's the thing.
Poke you in the eyes, like, Three Stooges style. And then punch you in the penis. Because it knows how your stuff works. It's too close to home.
I don't know. They're too quick, though. I mean, I'm going to lose. I mean, let's face it.
But I feel like maybe
I'm either gonna be
I could like Toro a crocodile, like a bullfight, jump past me, jump on its back, and just punch it in the skull a bunch of times.
See, it's not even a matter of how I would defeat it; it's just how I would rather go.
A gorilla's absolutely.
I'm just gonna get pounded.
Yeah, I think probably what I really want to do is just put my head in a crocodile's mouth because a gorilla's gonna absolutely tear you limb from limb, and that sounds awful.
I don't think you can get on the back of a crocodile. I mean, you can.
I'm thinking.
But you can't.
Maybe I could and like poke it in the eye.
Maybe.
It's sharks. Yeah. I was thinking maybe I'd punch it in the nose, but it's sharks that bother.
But then that whole like rolling over maneuver.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the death roll.
I mean, you're on there and he's like, nope.
And just hold on
he's
tight.
He's just going to roll or he's going to crush you.
Yeah. I still think I have a slightly better chance against the crocodile.
Okay. We'll set it up.
A gorilla could choke you to death. It's got thumbs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on how
I just want to go.
You never see a crocodile with a pleasant disposition, but gorilla, maybe.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot less of a chance to have my limbs off. Just like completely removed.
You think you can talk him into just leaving you alone?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to bargain
some
with
sign
him.
Language. Yeah, yeah. Maybe you luck out and it's one of those former gorillas that they taught sign language to.
I think I'll just be like a pile of oatmeal by the end of it. But I'd be intact.
Yeah.
I would just be beat up. But a crocodile, I mean, he's gonna before he can even get on his back, he's gonna snap at you, and then he's gonna do that spin move, and he's just gonna throw you around like you're wet spaghetti.
Yeah. I mean, I think either way, you're in bad shape.
I completely agree.
Glad we covered that, though.
Yeah, I know. That's the new must-see three song.
Yeah.
I had two things. Prescreen.com.
What's that?
I actually just saw that today. It's one of the, I think it's one of the founders of Groupon.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I just heard another bizarre story. Went off and bought some kind of weird thing. But
good news.
This This is, I think, one of the founders of Groupon started this website, Prescreen, and it's a place for independent movies, because that's getting very, very popular these days. It's like people watching more short films, documentaries, and that kind of stuff. But they can basically put your movie up, and then people pay to watch it.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, like, the first 60 days, I think, there's, like, a deal, kind of, on your movie, and people can go on and watch as many times as they want, and it shows you how many people are watching, and, like, all these kind of statistics, and after the 60 days, they show you, like, where people are watching it from, you know, what kind of background they are, how many people watch it more than once, what your age demographic is, and that kind of stuff. So you can figure out how you want to continue, but it's kind of a good distribution place.
Yeah,
you can
neat.
Go on there and, kind of like rent or buy short films, which is pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
and then did you see anything about the Galaxy Nexus, the new Google phone?
To be honest, the newest Google phone that I find interesting is the new Motorola Razr Droid. I think that looks pretty neat.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that the Razr came back.
Yeah,
it was like the highest selling flip phone in history.
Yeah,
I think it
and
was.
And it's like, it's been Motorola's strongest brand, and Google just bought Motorola.
Yeah.
I don't know if that had any impact in this, but.
Yeah.
But the Nexus looks pretty cool. It has this one feature that everyone's talking about, the face unlock.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to work. Come on. It looks at you, and then it takes, like, and how is that faster? Like, instead of being like, slide.
Yeah, I know. I think it's, and that's the thing. I mean, initially I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. But they demoed it twice, and it didn't work once. So I was like, that's not as cool. But you're exactly right. It would take longer. I don't know. It would take longer.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a cool feature. But I don't know. See, I'm torn between, because my phone is a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether to go. I don't know how I want to get screwed.
That's really all it is in the cell phone business.
Yeah. Do I get the iPhone 4S, which you have,
which I have.
We should play with.
Yeah, and I'm loving it, by the way.
We're going to ask Siri some questions.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to do that or to jump on the, because I have Android now, and I like Android, and I like how they, you know, are kind of a newer thing, and, like, Apple has kind of, like, looked the same for a while. And,
right.
So, I don't know. Actually, it's actually funny. There's a launcher on the Android, which changes the way it looks, basically. And it's an iPhone. So everything looks like the iPhone, all the icons and stuff. I just don't know which one to get. But I have an upgrade coming, I think.
Yeah, I would play with them. Because, I mean, honestly, one of the things, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but one of the things I've been liking so much about the iPhone 4S is just, like, how nice the screen looks and how nice everything works. Like, the processor's so fast.
It's very
everything
pretty.
Launches immediately. Nothing stutters. Nothing lags. It's like...
Well, see, yeah, that's the thing.
And
I love the
screen. I mean, I know the screen's old, but it's new to me, and I just can't get over how, like, you cannot see the pixels at all. You cannot.
It looks like a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very pretty. And that's the thing. I have to decide, like, do I want innovation? And the other thing is, I mean, I have, you know, baseball mitts for hands. So my phone, which is smaller than the iPhone, I have a hard time, like, I want a bigger phone. And the Galaxy is 4.65 inches screen. It's huge screen.
I feel like that would be too big for me. I feel like that wouldn't fit in my pocket.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, by Galaxy, do you mean Nexus?
Yeah, it's called the Galaxy Nexus.
Oh, okay.
Or Nexus Galaxy or what, something.
One or the other. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right, good. Glad we covered
but
that.
But, again, the iPhone is, everything works.
Everything works exactly
the way it's supposed to. Every
like, people have been like, oh, well, you know, Android has the Siri thing. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Not like this.
No, absolutely
not. You can talk into
it. And it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work even remotely.
Yeah, the Siri thing is really cool. I mean, it doesn't do everything, but.
Do you want to ask it some questions?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've ever seen it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you don't know, if you've had your head under a rock, like, it's got this Siri, like, personal assistant feature. So you just hold down the home button and ask it questions. So it says, what can I help you with? And then I'm going to tell it, I just pooped my pants. Now it's looking. What should it do? How do I handle this? Oh, wait.
Checking on that for you.
Oh, she's checking on that.
How about a web search for whizzes? What can I help you with? Limited talent, I just pooped my pants.
So I pressed the button too early.
That's a perfect demonstration.
Yeah, but it caught everything I said.
Right.
I just pressed it too early. Right, yeah. Let's try it again.
All right.
I just pooped my pants. So now it's looking. It gets that pretty quickly.
I'm checking your current location. I found a number of clothing stores. 19 of them.
It does. It has some. It has a bit of an attitude to yeah. it. So it's finding in clothing stores so you can buy a new pair of pants.
Yes. Yeah. And this is a fun one. What is the meaning of life?
I find it odd that you would ask this of an inanimate object.
There's actually a second answer to that. What is the meaning of life?
42.
That's awesome.
Which is a reference to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's sweet. Can I try one?
Yeah.
So what do you have to do?
Just press the microphone button.
This right here?
Yep.
Okay. How good would I look in a hoop skirt?
Knight Rider, I don't understand. How good would I look in hoop skirt?
So it calls me Knight Rider because I told it to.
That's good.
Yeah.
I apparently just speak horribly, yeah. horrible English. Horribly English. Yeah.
These are fun. Beam me up.
Wi-Fi or 3G?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then one other good one. Open the pod bay doors.
Sigh.
That's just disappointed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
We actually have a question. A fan question.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we do. So I don't remember. Ah! Oh, who gives a crap? This one comes from Hofacker.
Ah.
William Hofacker. He says, if you could remake any movie, what would it be? Now, keep in mind, you're forced to cast every character in your movie. She'll be played by Kevin James.
All right. So, I mean, I guess the first thing I say is, I don't want to do a good movie. I mean, like, there are too many remakes of good movies
yep.
that are awful. I mean, that's, like, all anyone's doing these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd want to do something that was either, like, done recently and terrible. Nope. You know what? Incredible Hulk. Do it again. They're doing it every 2 years. Jennifer Connelly could be Kevin James.
That would be.
The Hulk could be Kevin James, but instead of him doing like CGI, just paint him green.
That would be so
good. Put him in some tight purple shorts and spray paint him green.
Yeah, I can see him just getting really angry and he'll fight, running around.
Yeah, he'll fight himself as some other giant monster like abomination. He'll just be like a different shade of green and maybe like a little cut up looking or something.
All him.
Yeah.
I would love to see a movie where someone plays every character. Because what popped into my head was the clumps. That's what I'd have Kevin James play. Yeah.
Maybe they should just do the Avengers with all Kevin James.
Oh,
Kevin James
is so everyone good. In it. Yeah, some kind of big collaboration movie.
Yeah. They get like really a good. Fat Iron Man suit.
But I mean like, okay, so you've got, yeah, Iron Man and Thor and Captain America, all Kevin James. And then everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone in the movie, all extras and like.
Just him wearing different, awesome. Different variations of a backwards baseball cap and a black t-shirt.
There's so many fake mustaches everywhere you look. So there you go, Hofacker.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, the Avengers. That's my answer.
Yep, I like that one.
That that's one good. Hasn't even come out yet. I think they need to can it.
Starting.
I know they've been building up to it for like 6 years with all the movies they've been making.
And then so the other thing was an update on the movie.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier. That Editor's Keys. is sending us all kinds of... I'm yeah. just keep plugging them over and over again.
We're really appreciative.
Yes. But so the stage we are at now, the storyboarding, I just spent all day today going over several scenes from the movie, going over storyboarding. And it's about finished, the storyboarding, which is awesome. And it looks really, really good in storyboard format. So I can only imagine how good it's going to look when it's actually a thing.
Nice.
And then with the new recording equipment, we're going to start recording all the voices and stuff. Of course, Liz's is finished.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We were going to do mine tonight, but then we decided to do this instead.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. We're supposed to be getting this other microphone we were hoping would be here tonight, and then lucky you, it's not, because now you get this almost everything.
Yeah.
but hopefully this sounds really good.
Yeah. And one other note, we're still trying to get this on iTunes. I've been getting the real runaround from
we got an email from Wilder.
Yeah.
Shaw, and he said Podbean.
I used as like a similar thing that like created an XML file and then it didn't work and then I tweaked it and I tried to resubmit it and then I got like some sassy email back, but like, oh, you gotta do this, and then I did that and I heard nothing. So, well, we'll let you know.
Well, okay. Well, again, if anyone wants to help out with that, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Right now, it's a mono a mono battle between me and Apple.
Oh,
whoever the bridge troll to the iTunes store is.
Answer my riddles three.
Yeah, I need to figure out the three questions and then.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. But I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I think so too. This one is cool. A little more manageable in length than the last.
Yeah, move right along.
Yeah.
Good.
We kept it mostly interesting.
Yeah, I know. Lots of animals and television.
Last time a review of every show we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I couldn't help but notice there wasn't a whole lot of feedback from that one. I just don't think people are interested.
An hour of upcoming TV programming with no new information. Nothing you couldn't find by any more qualified person on the internet.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, good. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hopefully this sounded good. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Send your questions to almosteverythingshow@gmail.com, and we will talk to you when we are available. See you later.
See ya.